This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I just got bombarded with texts from parents. I mean,
are they offering help though? That's the thing. Okay.
Lengthy. I mean, paragraphs. Because they've all
that's
my,
a novel. That's a novel you just got. Hold that back up again.
All my buddies have been through this years ago. We're a little late to the party here. The kids are all like,
oh yeah. I mean, I get it. My youngest is 11. We don't have treats time anymore.
Right. He's talking.
If we need a new bat, maybe we'll go on Amazon. But.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy Paul's like a weekly schedule written down, identifying when the treats will be earned. There will be excitement. He has the whole psychological breakdown of how this would work. This is,
I also have never had the problem of my kids wanting treats because we just never give them anything.
Well, that would have been the smart way to go. Just never give them. I mean, that was my situation.
You get nothing, and you will like it.
We'll continue to work on it.
You will get what we give you, and you like it. That's all I heard growing up.
You
should be happy you have what you have.
You know,
ungrateful kid.
We in the family, we've been talking about Ken's trip to Disney, and we want no part of going to Disney. We don't have any interest, but we know that there will be an age where that's all, especially the daughter, that's all she's going to want to do. She's already wearing the princess dresses and
everything.
You're
going to need like a 401k fund to pay for that trip.
Well, that's what I mean. Like we're going to dig in on this. And I'm like, all right, yeah, in 5 years, we'll let our daughter book the reservation.
Start saving now.
All right. The Cleveland Browns. And I should mention Cavaliers domination. We'll get to some more Cavs here. In a bit, but the Cleveland Browns, there is a quarterback. I wanted to get to this because over the weekend, Browns fans started getting hope again.
I know
Daryl is in a perpetual state of no hope at any time, but...
No, I was pretty hopeful in 2023.
Well, Browns fans saw one report about a quarterback that they think not only can help us win, but can also help us keep Myles Garrett. So you want to talk about the best of both worlds. I mean, not only do you get a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl, that even though did not have a great year last year, still showed signs. I mean, there were times last year where Matt Stafford
Joe Flacco is available again?
No, it's not Joe Flacco. It's Matt Stafford. And the report yesterday from Tom Pelissero said that the Rams have granted Matt Stafford and his agent permission to talk to other teams about his market value. Stafford has a $49.7 million cap number this season. Rams can save $27 million by trading him as a post-June 1st transaction or $23 million by designating him post-June 1 cut. First of all, are you a little surprised that McVay and the Rams front office would be willing to part with Matt Stafford at this point?
Yeah, a little. I always have to ask the question, why is he available? Why would the Rams do this? But I kind of like the idea. If Andrew Berry can make it work, if he's a post-June 1 cut, Or, you know what I mean? And he gets his money, and the Browns can make it work with the salary cap, because I don't think they can make it work with his existing contract. I don't think the Browns can take that kind of money on right now. But if it can be similar to a Kirk Cousins thing, if you're telling me I got a choice between Kirk Cousins and Matt Stafford, it's pretty close. I might lean Cousins just because of the Stefanski relationship with him. But Stafford's a pretty good option. Now, he signed for 2 more years. He's like Miles. He's got 2 more years left on his deal. I don't know if the Browns can make the cap and the money work. Cash isn't the issue, by the way. Like, the Haslams give Andrew Berry a blank check. I mean, Andrew Berry spent over $300 million last season on a 3-win football team.
That's incredible.
So,
you said how much again?
Over $300
million. It's $100 million per win.
Yeah.
Kate, can't say the Haslams don't care.
I've
heard a lot of people say that. A lot of people tweet us that. They say they don't care. It's all about them making money. I mean, that's a crap load of money.
I also didn't include what they spent on the facility to give them their new facilities, the weight room and the all that stuff that they put in last year. Yeah, they spent money on. They just aren't getting any return on their investment. But yeah, if they can make it work, Lima, yeah, I'd sign up for Matthew Stafford. I'm ready to sign up for Kirk Cousins. So, yeah, I'll take either one of those.
Is that because of this draft class? If it was next year's draft class, would you be saying, no, you can't go with a 37-year-old?
You still need, in my view, you still need someone to start for you. I'm not crazy about starting rookies a lot. It depends on the rookie, right? Like, for instance, if the Browns end up with Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, I don't want either one of those guys starting week one. I want someone else to start. Let them learn. Let them, you know, take your time. Let's not throw them into the fire and set them up for failure. Let's make sure when you put them on the field.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
They're set up for success, because that also has been part of the Browns' problem, is they have gone through this now 40-man deep quarterback quandary, is a lot of these guys that they brought in have either been off the scrap heap, dumpster, you know, you're taking a flyer on a guy. I just don't think that in many respects, when it comes to quarterback, the organization has set a lot of them up for success. They've been circumstance has force them to put guys on the field before they're ready to be put on the field, right? So I think Kirk Cousins might be, as far as like what we believe is going to be available, I think he's the best option.
So would you still bet on that it's going to be Kirk Cousins starting week one for the Browns this season?
That's where I'm leaning. I'm not going to bet on anything, but that's where I'm leaning.
I mean, look, the Stafford thing is fun to talk about because he's the best, right? Do we all agree on that, or is there...
He's scheduled
Are there holdouts on that?
Well, he's scheduled to make a lot of money here, too.
Well, yeah.
He's got a base salary of $23 million and then $26 million in 2026. Can Andrew Berry make that work with the current salary cap conditions? They're going to be fine. Now, I don't want to come off like I'm overblowing the Browns salary cap situation here. They're going to be fine. The fact that it's going up over $20 million, that's a big help. They're going to restructure Deshaun Watson for the 21st time since doing that contract, and everyone's going to lose their collective minds because they're restructuring Deshaun. Well, they have to do that. They're going to get under the cap just fine, and they're going to be able to do what they want to do in free agency. I don't know, though, if they can afford. The reason why Kirk Cousins is so appealing, Anthony, is he's already getting his money from the Atlanta Falcons, and so you can bring him in for close to the veteran minimum. The Falcons are paying him, not you. Can make that work easily. I don't know if the Browns can make a $25 million a year quarterback work right now. Does that make sense?
Well, the Capros have told me they could do anything. They could do anything with the way they structure the contracts and the way that they push money forward again. Now, look, Joe Banner is not a fan of almost anything any team does these days, including the Browns.
Right.
His ex-employer. But, you know, he said last week, and I think right now he's proven to be right on this, the pushing the Deshaun money into the future is just not going to be a winning proposition.
Well, at some point,
I'm surprised the Browns aren't getting a little more heat on this.
Well, I don't know that I've been giving them heat. I have said multiple times my preference would be they would try and swallow as much of that cap hit as possible this coming season, just because I don't believe the Cleveland Browns are going to be contenders this year. I'm sorry. I don't. That could change in free agency. Andrew Berry works his magic, whatever. I don't think they're contenders.
Can it change in free agency?
I don't think so. I don't think they're contenders this year. And unless they get all the stars to align and whatever, whether it's Kirk Cousins, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Moore, whatever happens with the quarterback, and you get a situation where one of these guys steps in and they just have a phenomenal season, sure. A great quarterback can cover up a lot of warts on a roster. But my point is there's a lot of warts with this Browns roster right now that people just don't want to acknowledge. My perception on where everyone is at with this Browns team is they're just a quarterback away. I think that's what's driving fans. Like, get one of these kids. They're a quarterback. No, I am telling you right now. Last season proved. You're not a quarterback away. The quote unquote problem quarterback, Deshaun Watson, right? He was out of the picture by week 8. Nothing got better with this team. Nothing improved. You went 1-6 with Deshaun starting, and you won 2 games after without him on the field.
Jerry Jeudy came alive. I will say that. I got you. The team was done. I mean, the team also, the DTR, because they were going to see what they had in them. I mean, they drafted them. You're not going to never play a guy you drafted.
Nothing.
Sure, but they were going to make sure that was absolutely the case. They weren't just going to assume that. I don't know why anybody was surprised by that. Plus, it worked doubly because not only did you finally get to see if he was what we were all worried about, you also lost games, and that got them all the way up to where they are now, number 2 in the draft, which is way better than where they might have been had they just stuck with Jameis. They might have been like 8, 9, or 10.
But yeah, if you can find a quarterback that'll throw for 3,800 yards and have a 2 or 3 to 1 touchdown to interception ratio, yeah, you're going to be competitive. I still don't think that they're a playoff team next season, but at least it'll be watchable. It'll be a hell of an improvement over what was on the field last year.
Yeah, I want an answer here, Daryl, when we come back. 216-474-0092. If they miraculously make a Stafford deal work financially, they make their situation desirable enough where Matt Stafford would actually agree to come here, what would that do to Myles Garrett?